Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Larry Richard with anchor band Paul Rasmussen. Marty Griffin off this week. We're going to check in with Michael Bartley in the next hour, and Colin Dunlap will take you home 2 to 6 this afternoon. And many of our guests are joined where you can see them on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Normally, we talk to Professor Dr. Jerry Schuster, the University of Pittsburgh, about presidential rhetoric, of which he is an expert. But we wanted to reach out to talk a little bit about this mayoral primary here in Pittsburgh. A lot of money being spent on a primary. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, as you know, in this city, it is next to impossible for a Republican candidate to break through the ceiling. So the primaries, typically, you know, unless you go back to what, the 30s here, will tell us who the mayor is going to be. Will it still be Mayor Ed Gainey, or will it be Allegheny County Controller Corey O'Connor? That's what they're battling for 4.5 weeks from today. So let's start with the amount of money. I guess it wouldn't surprise you necessarily, since it's so important in a primary.
Well, first of all, it's critical. This is the election for the mayoral race, and you know that, and for many reasons, but in particular because I think the current mayor is vulnerable, and I think the fact that a candidate as well-known and as and with the background that he has, Corey O'Connor, is a very legitimate candidate and stands, well, many of the polls indicate that he is the front runner right now. And that has resulted in much of the reason for the negative campaigning that has begun primarily on the mayor's side in terms of negative advertising.
Dr. Schuster, I've only been here about 20 years. You've been much longer than I watching politics here. And in terms of rhetoric, I have not seen a mayoral race or any significant race in our region that has reached this level of rhetoric.
No, that's true. And for good reason. I think that, you know, it's apparent that the electorate is not satisfied with the current mayor, or at least if it's not a sizable portion, it's certainly a portion of the electorate that carries the weight in the community. And for that reason, the negative advertising began more on the incumbent side than on Corey O'Connor. His advertising, O'Connor's advertising initially, was just as new candidates attempt to do, informative kind of advertising. Then all of a sudden, when the mayor's current mayor's advertising began, it was negative from the outset. And it got stronger and stronger in terms of degree of negativity right from, almost from the beginning. But the more the ads the newer ads were released, the higher degree of negativity of the ads.
I would say when Corey O'Connor first announced that he was going to run for mayor, that's probably when he hit the hardest right out of the gate.
Yeah, he did. And I think that, if you're talking about O'Connor's ads, one of the things he did was focus on initially only. He started on things that propelled in terms of negativity in terms of the city electorate, things that were promised and were never achieved, with increased housing, road repair, things of that nature, and a much more effective, responsible government. And that those are the things that have been attacked by the O'Connor campaign, and I think generally very effectively, because it's forced the current mayor to be much more prominent and be much more available to the press and to some of the talk show hosts on all levels, both of TV and radio. And that hasn't occurred in the past very often. He's been remote from some discussing his plans and programs with some of the more vocal and articulate but popular talk show hosts.
Dr. Schuster, I'm wondering if you have a sense of the campaign here in terms of which elements of the campaign is this election going to turn on, do you think?
Boy, that's going to be hard to say. I don't think anybody from the outside is going to affect the campaign. This is one of the campaigns that has a more unusual focus. It's right on site. It's not going to be some popular Democrat, some popular Republican. Well, since they're both Democrats, but some popular personality coming into the community and then, focusing on one or the other of the campaigns. And then that's going to carry the weight of changing the electorate's mind. I think it's exclusively between these two guys. And I think a debate between them should be most, most unusual. And I would welcome the opportunity to be personally present to see something like that occur. I think it would be one of the most unusual political debates the city's ever seen.
Well, it's going to be live right here on the Big K Morning Show on May 8th, 9:30.
I thought I would lead into that for you.
Lock in. Yeah, that's going to be must-listen-to debate, because by then, we'll be just days away from the primary.
Days away, yeah.
All right,
well,
Doc.
I think that what has happened is, if nothing else, they've stimulated the interest in voting, because on almost any other situation, a primary campaign is like, it's one of those things, I'll vote if I have time kind of approach. But this really has become the general election for the mayor.
No question. Dr. Jerry Schuster, University of Pittsburgh, always appreciate your time, Doc. Have a great holiday weekend.
Thank you. Same to you.
May 8th. We got you covered.
It's going to be some morning, and it would be nice to have Dr. Schuster here and hear his analysis of the debate later.
We'll have to maybe cordon him off. So, there is a brand new musical that's coming to the Benedum. It's called Come From Away, and it's actually the story behind 9/11 in Gander, Newfoundland, where 700 people, or was it 700 planes, were stranded, and it's what happened after that. That's the background. It's coming for you. We're going to give you a pair of tickets Sunday, May 4th, for the matinee at 1 o'clock, 412-922-1020. 412-922-1020. Paul, pick a number.
Let's take the lucky number 7 for all the passengers who found a warm welcome in Gander.
It's actually a really great story. So we'll give you a pair of tickets, and we'll do it again tomorrow and Friday. When's the last musical you went to, Paul?
The last musical?
Been a while?
Yeah, it's been a while. Gosh. For me, it's like, which musical have you last watched? Well, I think it would be the answer.
Well, at the Benedum, a couple of Saturdays ago, I went to see Jesus Christ Superstar. Oddly enough, it was the Saturday before I got a chance to meet Andrew Lloyd Webber, who wrote it. And oddly enough, he told me that the first performance ever on the planet in public of Jesus Christ Superstar was at the old Civic Arena.
Wow.
And he was the sound man. Even though he wrote and produced it, he wanted to make sure it sounded pristine and perfect.
That's not an easy room to EQ and set up.
I wouldn't imagine, but I think a lot of people were surprised to hear that Pittsburgh was the first. There's always some kind of Pittsburgh.
Isn't that amazing?
It really is. And we talked with Rich Fitzgerald last hour about this drama series, The Pitt, which is a medical drama.
It's getting great ratings, isn't it?
It is. Already they're committing to another season of that. Mayor of Kingstown, which they're shooting in town with Jeremy Renner, is in its fourth season already. So it's been successful.
Getting back to The Pitt, this is a medical drama, right?
Yeah, it's Noel Wiley, who was on NBC's ER back in the day. He's the lead. And it's about an emergency department at Allegheny General Hospital.
And it's available where?
That's a great question. I keep having people...
There's so many places you can watch now, I get confused.
Is it Hulu? Is it Netflix?
Let me look
it up
real quick.
Paramount? Is it... What's the one HBO has?
Max, I think.
Max, I mean, yeah. So find out where it's streaming.
Come on,
because I do want to watch it.
Wow, making it tough for me to find that. it's on Max. Yep, there you go.
So check out The Pitt if you can. And I thought this was interesting. Yesterday I saw, you know, the new co-anchor setup they have at CBS Evening News since Nora O'Donnell got yanked. Nora O'Donnell. Maurice Dubois sat down with Gail King about her Blue Origin flight. I thought it was pretty fascinating what she had to say.
You've had 24 hours to process this.
Mm-hmm.
You say it's changed you.
Mm-hmm.
How so?
I'm not particularly a brave person. I very seldom step out of my comfort zone, and I've done that. So I'm changed by knowing that I can do something that is so frightening to me and come out on the other side.
Did you question yourself?
I had seen my grandchildren, and you do wonder, oh boy, you know, if the I can't take the unthinkable. I'd even written a letter. If the unthinkable happened. And then as I was writing it, I tore it up because I don't even want to put that energy out there. So I never finished it.
You're up there as close as one can get to the heavens.
Yes.
Did this have a spiritual component?
I was thinking that I was blessed, and I was thinking that I was very grateful.
You didn't see God?
No, I did not. I'm very happy to tell you I did not see God on this trip.
Uh-huh.
I'm hoping it'll be a while before I see God, because I believe in God.
But you thanked Jesus when you came to the ground.
Oh, yes.
You kissed the ground.
Repeatedly.
So how is this a spiritual thing?
Well, it's spiritual in that what it takes to get you up in the air and return you with such precision, the team that it takes to put that together and to know that they're taking you up and getting you down safely isn't overwhelming.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Talk about faith.
Well, it's definitely faith.
There are people who find the room to criticize this.
Yeah, of course.
Rich people doing rich people things.
Every time one of those rockets goes up, they're doing research, they're collecting data. Ideally, it's to benefit the planet that we're on. So when I hear people say, oh, it's just a rich people thing, you're not looking at the bigger picture of what is happening here.
Maurice Dubois, CBS News, New York.
So there's Gayle King's assessment of that, and she says it's changed her.
Hey, by the way, Larry, circling back to where you can stream this show called The Pit, it is a Max original and streaming on Max, but it's also available to rent or buy on Prime Video and also BET Plus streaming as well.
Oh, nice. I have to, that's on my list now. After this week, you know what I want to see this weekend? That new movie, Warfare, produced by a Navy SEAL who was in a firefight in the early days of Iraq.
The battle in Ramadi, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And there's a specific reason that he wanted to share as accurately as he possibly could, because he wanted to know, to those who survived and the men that didn't, what they went through.
Well, I think that when we were interviewing Steve Monteleone about this just the other day, what came to mind for me immediately was the opening sequence in Saving Private Ryan, which was horrifyingly realistic.
Rough. That was rough to watch, even if you had no military association.
And yeah, based on that, I decided I'm going to pass on this movie.
I wanted to bring that up because there are some suggesting that it might be a trigger for veterans who, you know, dealing with PTSD. And we'll check in with Michael in our next hour, get a preview of what he's up to. Larry Richard with Anchor Bev Paul Rasmussen. And our next guest is Emma Mills, PhD candidate, who is studying something that is so common, you don't see it, but it's everywhere, bacteria. Emma, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you all so much for having me this morning.
You know, I think a lot of people generally appreciate the things that are going on in Pittsburgh in terms of research. But at the University of Pittsburgh and UPMC, the research here is worldwide incredible. And one of the things that you are researching is the growing problem of bacteria resistance. How does this manifest for us, you know, just citizens walking around every day?
Yeah, exactly. Antibiotic resistance is a major problem in the States as well as globally. Now, you most commonly won't get exposed to drug-resistant bacteria in your day-to-day life, but it's often seen in healthcare systems. So if you are immunocompromised or undergoing an extensive treatment in the healthcare system, then you might get exposed and acquire a drug-resistant bacteria.
And it can be deadly in a hospital environment, as we have seen. Is this related to what we hear as sepsis, where somebody's in the hospital and acquires a bacteria that goes to their heart and their blood system?
Exactly. That does tend to have very high mortality rates, and that's due to these bacteria being very difficult to treat.
What is it that's different about a hospital setting in which infections with these drug-resistant bacteria are more likely than anywhere else?
Well, due to the high exposure of antibiotics within healthcare systems, it's really selecting for the drug-resistant bacteria to persist in the healthcare settings. Versus in the community, people aren't typically taking high levels of antibiotics, where in the healthcare system, they are exposed to those high levels.
And what has your research and what has a potential way to, you know, mitigate this great risk?
Yeah, so we found that these new strains of bacteria at UPMC are carrying this thing called a bacterocin. And what it is bacteria can secrete a natural antibiotic, which can allow them to kill their neighbors and take their food. And we see that this bacterocin was able to really shape the bacterial population at UPMC, and it also played out at a global scale. So this tells us that this bacterocin may be a potential treatment option for bacterial infections and a possible avenue to mitigate the issue of antibiotic resistance.
Well, I remember my mom dealing with a blood cancer, but she had gone through immunosuppression therapy and then somehow got exposed. And I was talking to her like I'm talking to you and Paul, and she was, you know, didn't appear to be sick. And then all of a sudden overnight, this strep overtook her, and in just a couple of weeks, she was gone. That's how fast it can penetrate, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. That's exactly right, though. These bugs are no easy thing to deal with, and it's a major issue whenever patients contract them.
Emma, some years ago, I heard that one of the problems we've been facing with these drug-resistant bugs is that pharmaceutical development of new antibiotics has slowed in the last 10, 15 years, and so new tools are not available. So the research you're doing sounds to be like an answer to that problem.
Yes, that's exactly true. Funding is not being put towards making new antibiotics, so alternative methods to treat these drug-resistant bacteria are extremely important. This bacterocin could be a great option for that. We also, in our lab, use phage therapy to treat patients, which we've had great success with.
Well, that's encouraging and a sign of hope. Now the question I have is, are you concerned about your funding for your continued research right now?
Right now, we are lucky to have all the funding that we need here to run our lab. Thank you so much for asking.
Well, it's an important question, and I'm glad that there's some progress being made, because this is kind of the hidden killer around the world, right?
Yes, exactly. It's a big issue, and there has been a report saying that by 2050, there's about 40 million deaths expected due to drug-resistant bacteria.
Well, appreciate the work you're doing, and keep us posted, and good luck on that PhD.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great day. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Emma Mills, first author on a paper and a PhD developing the new therapeutic approaches for these infections. And, you know, I obviously experienced this firsthand.
Yes. Also, what Emma touched on is that they're not investing in, the pharmaceutical companies are not investing in research for these advanced newer antibiotics to deal with these drug-resistant bacteria. And I wonder what it is about that has them, you know, following that path, and why are we not looking for, you know, a new gun that's more effective, right?
The cynical side of somebody might suggest that, you know, they make a lot of money making, but I would not think that
there's got to be some reason for this, Larry, other than the cynical one. Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying.
I do know. Yeah, and I would be tempted to think the same myself.
Because Big Pharma and, you know, with the Sackler family and all that went on with that stuff.
Get a bad rap.
You saw the dark side, right?
But we are interested in trying to find, you know,
solutions.
New solutions. And I'm glad to hear that this is the one that they're working on at UPMC.
Yeah.
Great news.
Right here.
News desk. Suspected arsonist Cody Ballmer targeted the governor's home, state police say, over what Josh Shapiro wants to do to the Palestinian people.
And I'm not exactly sure what he's referring to, but keep in mind, likely we're dealing with someone that has mental health challenges, and we've heard about that by his own mother.
Yes, and his family again repeated the mental health challenges yesterday. Also yesterday, Larry, tax deadline day, Keystone Collection Group's website had a message telling filers an unrecoverable error has occurred.
And imagine you've come to the last day.
And it's tax block.
And you're about to hit the send button. You did all the work. And it says,
wow, unrecoverable error.
And this is no small thing because nearly a third of all the tax districts in Pennsylvania use Keystone to collect local taxes.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what somebody as a remedy could do. I know that they suggest, hurry up and print it, but then you might not be able to get it postmarked because the post office don't stay open like they used to. So
we'll follow up in the newsroom and try to find out what arrangements are being made. I'm sure the Keystone has gotten in touch with the state revenue department about this, right?
That said, if you filed your federal and state, this has nothing to do. These Keystone collections just services the local communities.
That's correct. Hey, Sidney Crosby was voted by the NHL Players Association as the league's most complete player, and it's the sixth year that that's happened. 6 years straight.
And Sid said yesterday that that is the most satisfying to him. He just wants to be a good teammate. Well, Sid, you've been a great teammate and unlike any other when it comes to being an all-around player and contributor to this team and franchise. Oh, yeah. Those three Stanley Cup rings don't hurt.
And amazing to watch the results, or to rather look at the results in the rest of that poll, which showed the players also voted him as the best at faceoffs, the best, the smartest player. He was in the top five in voting in several categories. Also, there was an interesting little sidebar here. Kevin Hayes was selected by the players as the most likely to get into broadcasting and do well.
I didn't know they had such a category.
It's kind of like the high school yearbook, right? Most likely right, to, right?
Right. I forget what famous actor was the most likely to not succeed, and then he showed them. I forget the guy. I'll dig it up. But, way to go, Sid. By the way, tomorrow night, last game of the season for the Pens. It is Fan Appreciation Night at PPG Paints, and they are hosting the Washington Capitals and Alexander Ovechkin.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's a nice tribute for Alexander after passing Wayne Gretzky for the total goal scored.
You betcha. And I've gained a lot of respect for him because of what he did all this season to deflect all the attention he was getting onto.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.